Hello, audio boomers. I thought I'd do a little update, as I haven't done one of these in absolutely ages. Lots of people are doing February, but I'm not, because I'm not that disciplined to remember to talk about something different each day. So I thought I'd just record a short message about my life in London at the moment, just to say that I love it, and I have never once regretted moving here, even when I got knocked over by a cyclist just over a year ago, even when I got told to F off by somebody when I asked him to let go of my arm because he assumed I needed help and I didn't. And when I moved my arm away, he wouldn't let go. And he told me very viciously, I thought, to F off. And there is actually a recording on here of that incident because I happened to be making a message for somebody at the time. When they used to be able to receive them on the app. Anyway, I've done a message about that before, so I don't want to talk about that. And I really feel like I belong in this community. I tend to go to church a little way away from where I live, a couple of tube stops away. And do a lot of things there, actually, because it's a nicer area and there's lots of friendly people and lovely shops and cafes and stuff. And two stops the other way is we have practices for one of the choirs I'm in that I do on a Monday night. And there's a shopping centre, and there are various other good shops there that you don't get near the church that I go to, and so I'm sort of in the middle of both of those places, really, which is brilliant. And the shopping centre isn't one of those massive Westfield ones that's crazily busy. It's one where it's a smaller one, and I've discovered that the security guards are quite happy to help me out and show me where shops are if I'm not sure, and yes, it's excellent. But if I'm walking around near church, very often I'll meet somebody who will say, "Oh, hi Fee, how are you?" And last week I had someone say, "Oh, I didn't see you in the service on Sunday, this was. Oh, I didn't see you in the service this morning. Are you okay?" You know. And what happened was I just ended up sitting somewhere different to where I normally would. But I just thought that was so nice that somebody cared enough to notice, you know, that I wasn't there. And a few days before, that same person had been to a funeral that I was singing at the church, where I did a small solo bit in a psalm. And afterwards, she and another lady said, would you like to go and have coffee with us?" And they even let me suggest where I'd like to go for the coffee, so that was lovely. They suggested one place that they knew I often went, and I said, "Oh, let's try such and such a place, that's nearer and it should be quiet this time of day." And we went there and it was lovely, and we had something to eat as well. And I went to an event at the church the other night that was organised by another choir, which I'm not a member of, where we went to sing the Haydn Nelson Mass, which I sung last term in one of the choirs I'm in. One of the ladies from church was there, and she gave me a lift home. Now, she lives really near the church, so coming here to where I live wasn't the right direction for her at all. So it was utterly lovely of her to give me a lift home. And I said, "It's so kind of you." And she just said, "Well, you're part of our church family, Why wouldn't I give you a lift? And I thought that was such a lovely thing to say. And I've seen her along the main road near church as well and before, and she's made the effort to come over and say hello, and there are other people who have seen me in various places drinking coffee and, you know, said hello and how am I and things, and it's brilliant. I feel like I belong. And I've been doing more singing lately. I've joined a choir on a Friday evening, as well as the other two I already sing with on Monday and Tuesday. I went and sang an extra even song in the centre of London on Tuesday this week. Sorry about that little interruption there. I was told about the even song by someone I know from the church choir. And I've also got a friend who lives pretty locally to me. And actually, I knew about the Friday evening choir from her because she's in it. And yeah, we've been to each other's flat a few times and chatting and enjoying each other's company, and it's really good. Also meeting friends from further afield. I've had two friends come to London this week. Met up with them and had lovely chats, and been really nice to catch up. So it's great. I would just say, if you think you need to make a change in your life, but you're not sure, it can work. I'm not saying it necessarily will, always will, but it can, and I'm so glad that I've done it. It was scary moving and thinking, you know, will I make friends? Will I know anybody? And all that kind of thing. It was scary. I'm not going to pretend it, you know, wasn't at first. But now I'm very glad I did it. The 4th of February thing that people were talking about was their favourite place. Well, I think one of my favourite places, I love walking along the Thames, by the Thames, although it's been a bit rainy and cold and horrible for that at the moment here. I also love my church that I go to now. I love singing there. It's not just the building though, it's the feel of the place. You can feel there's been years and years and years of praying in that place. So many people are lovely and warm and friendly there. So I think that's my favourite place now. I like anywhere with good friends in it, really. Good company. Good friends can never be underestimated and should be cherished. They really should. Anyway, I hope everyone is well. And I do apologise if this sounds a bit smug. It's not supposed to be. And I'm not saying, you know, life is always easy, because it isn't. And, that, you know, there are always difficult times of year and stressful things that happen and stuff. But I just wanted to say to anyone who you know, does follow me on here and listen to various things I do, and wants to know, I do feel like I belong, and I'm very glad I made the change and made the move to London. Take care all, and enjoy the rest of the weekend. Bye for now. Maximum recording time. Okay. Button. Okay.